Mr. President, ministers, honorable delegates. Sweden fully supports the statement made by Ireland on behalf of the EU and its member states. It is a great honor for me to address the World Health Assembly today. To develop and agree on a new framework for sustainable global development is a challenge. But challenges are also opportunities. I regard the discussions on the post-2015 agenda as an excellent opportunity to advance sustainable development for all. It is our opportunity to agree on a framework which allows us to take coordinated action to address common global challenges and is concrete enough to catalyze actions which will make real differences in people's lives. Mr. President, as we all know in this room, the right to health is a human right. But health is also fundamental for people's ability to achieve their full potential. Investments in health are investments in the development of our societies. Health clearly merits a central place in the post-2015 global development framework. It is our common responsibility to ensure it. We need a framework that captures both the unfinished businesses of the current health-related Millennium Development Goals and global development in health, such as aging populations and the increase in non-communicable diseases and mental ill health. A framework that is universally applicable. The thematic consultation on health post-2015, which Sweden was proud to support together with Botswana, has suggested one way to achieve this. It proposes maximizing healthy lives as an overarching health goal. It also highlights that universal health coverage and access will be crucial to achieve any health goal. This must include coverage and access to the full continuum of care, including promotion and prevention, and without discrimination. With this in mind, let me acknowledge and welcome that the Assembly this week will be considering a resolution on disability. This is very timely in view of the upcoming high-level meeting on the realization of the MDGs and other international agreed development goals for persons with disabilities. Another important challenge is antimicrobial resistance. The rapid spread of multi-resistant bacteria means that everyday infections could soon be untreatable. We have collectively failed to give a face to the consequences it carries for human health and security. Time is running out and global cooperation is needed. I would therefore like to invite you to a side event which will highlight the threat antibiotic resistance poses to the global health security and the case for action. The event will take place in room 24 today at 12:30. You are most welcome. In order to face up these future health challenges, we need a strong WHO. A WHO that takes on the leadership and convene the role of, we together intended for it when we agreed on its constitution. Continued efforts to secure and implement the ongoing WHO reforms are therefore a must. The Assembly will consider a proposal to adopt a structured financing dialogue. This is an absolutely crucial part of a WHO reform. Sweden strongly supports this proposal and looks forward to actively engage in such a dialogue. Mr. President, to conclude, please be assured of Sweden's continued support in addressing our common challenges and in achieving our common objective, the best possible health for all people. Thank you very much.